Hey, this is Kevin for Kevin's Barbecue Joints, and welcome to episode 73 of the Kevin's Barbecue Joints podcast. And in this episode, I get a chance to talk to Brett Boren from Brett's Backyard Barbecue in Rockdale, Texas. If you're listening to this before Saturday, October 6th, 2018, then you need to head over to Rockdale because he'll be doing kind of a soft opening. His grand opening is October 28th, 2018, and I hope I get a chance to make it out to Texas, but you're going to want to for sure after you listen to this interview. Brett's just a fantastic guy. I've only heard amazing things from everyone in the barbecue community, and if you follow him on any of the social media that he has, you can see that he is just passionate about barbecue, and he really wants to put out amazing product. He really wants to put out a menu that he can stand behind. He's been really deliberate in this. We talk about his history working at Dell, where he used to live, where he grew up. It's definitely not Texas. You'll find that out. It's really interesting. It's something that I had no idea about, and that you'll get a chance to learn about too. But we'll just jump into this because I'm really excited. Really excited for him. This is all before the opening of his new restaurant, and so it's really cool to hear it. He goes into depth about that. If you're liking these, please subscribe. That way you can get all the back episodes. I have a YouTube channel at youtube.com/kevinsbbqjoints. I also have a website at kevinsbbqjoints.com. But enjoy this. Wanted to, I think, just kind of go back and hear about your history, hear about like your love of barbecue, Texas barbecue, all that stuff. But then also, it's exciting. It's coming up pretty quick, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's doing a little soft opening this weekend. City of Rockdale's having their first annual music festival.
Oh, right.
And it's kind of turned into this big event. I mean, it's on the big radio here in town. And so it's a good, you know, breach into the town and, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is who I am. We've had a tremendous amount of rain here in Texas, Central Texas. So with that said, everything's like 2-3 weeks backed up. But I'm still trying to get everything open. The third or fourth week, I'll definitely be open the fourth week because I'm having a grand opening, and I got a buddy coming in town, and we got some really cool things we're going to be doing out at the lot. So, yeah, I'm excited, man.
That's right. That's so great. So this is kind of like a precursor, like a first chance for people to see you, and it's especially with that festival going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of people that are going to drive out there. I mean, it's only 40 miles from Austin. And it's 22 miles from Lexington and probably 28 miles from Taylor. So it's a perfect dot on a barbecue road trip in between top 10 barbecue joints. So, you know, I got that in my favor. The only problem is I just got to cook some really damn good barbecue. But
that small little thing.
I have 100% control over that. And that's what I tell people. So I got some pretty good ideas up my sleeve and do some craft barbecue and some craft side. So now it'll be fun, man.
That's awesome. And then, and you have a great barbecue. I want to get into that a little later on, but you have a great barbecue. I recorded this. Is this okay?
Yeah.
I figured we started talking. So it's a good segue because I want to hear a little more about Rockdale. Like is that by Round Rock? Is that am I thinking right or
how far? Well, it's not far. So basically I just pull out of my neighborhood. I don't know, you know where the Dell Diamond is, the professional baseball that Nolan Ryan owns out here in Round Rock. I live right there. So I just take a left on 79 and I go 41 miles east, straight shot.
41 miles east. Okay.
Excellent. Yeah. So if I wanted to go to Lexington, I'd hang a right off the 79 loop out in Taylor. So, if you're going to Louis Miller, you wouldn't get on the loop. The loop just brings you around Taylor. It's just the, outskirts, but, basically, yeah, 41 miles straight shot, and you'll just, soon as 79 goes from 4 lanes down to 2 lanes, and you hit the main stoplight in downtown Rockdale, my lot's going to be right there. So it's going to be really easy to find, and the traffic flow that goes through downtown Rockdale No one has any idea, but it's over 14,000 a day.
Whoa.
And I write the light, and they're going to see two big-ass Moberg smokers, and they're going to smell it as they're coming into town. So your ass is only going to be able to pass me a few times before you're forced to stop because of the smell. So, you know, my hashtags are going to be small town, big flavor. So
is Rockdale, am I thinking, is there like a quarry there? Like, am I?
Yes, you're absolutely. Yeah. So, Rockdale was known for Alcoa plant.
Okay.
Which back in the day was, yeah, the big quarries and the mining out there. I mean, lots of people out in Milam County, even, you know, surrounding counties worked there. And now it's Luminant plant, which is just a small fraction of the Rockdale Alcoa plant. And then Bitcoin, which is Bitmain, just announced that they're bringing $500 million to Rockdale.
Really?
And they've got everything kind of under construction out there, and they're going to have a big server farm.
Server farm. So, I was going to say, that's fascinating.
Yeah, and actually Amazon looked at it last year, but I think that would have been really cool if Amazon would have got it. That would have hit a gold mine. But, you know, even at that, you know, the town's growing. All the construction and the growth of Austin and Round Rock can only go east.
For sure.
You know, so there's a lot. There's a huge water park going in Round Rock. And, you know, Hutto's got the Hutto Silo District that's going out. Where
Southside?
Yeah, Southside. So, you know, there's lots of growth. And, you know, there's all the land between Hutto and Taylor is already been bought up. There's going to be retail shopping centers going out there. There's going to be big neighborhood. So, you know, what takes 40 minutes to get from town, you know, from Rockdale to Austin or Austin to Rockdale, you know, is not much. And with all the growth that's going out there, I think it's just going to be better for me.
So. No, it sounds ideal, and it's perfect. And it's when you're driving through, regardless right now, you would see right. You or you would smell you, like you said. But now with all the growth, that's key. How did you come upon that? Was that some place in the back of your mind that you thought, I always want to have a spot right there? Or
so I was actually looking in this town called Liberty Hill, which is an up and coming high traffic area as well. But my girlfriend lives in Rockdale. She's from Rockdale, and her friends own a gas station. Okay. And there's this 3-acre lot next to the gas station, and it's perfectly flat. The gas station's got a lot of parking for the lot, and then City Hall's on the other side, so you could put 50 cars there. And I'm like, So, you know, the wheels in my head started turning, and then when I'd go out there and see her and spend time with her on, you know, Friday, Saturdays, I would sit on my tailgate, drink a beer, kind of watch the traffic count, and then I had TxDOT pull the numbers, and I was like, okay, we're on to something. And I'm thinking in the back of my head, Micklewaite's and Curlin Barbecue kind of backyard vibe, mm-hmm. where there is no barbecue, and something creative. And so, you know, I just started putting things, and man, I didn't have a plan. I just started making
things. That's the best. No, that's okay. That's good. That makes sense.
So, Sonny Moberg's brother, Victor Moberg, is making me a 20-foot shipping container, and he's turning it into basically a kitchen on wheels. I'm using that as kind of my brick and mortar. And then I just laid concrete out there. We're doing a big pit room, and it's going to be like a brick and mortar. It's going to be standalone. It's going to be in place permanently. So bringing the 1,000 gallon out there. And then I got a brand new Moberg smoker that Sonny hasn't even started on yet.
Oh, and yeah, he's nobody. He is busy.
Yeah. That nobody has, but it will be done next week and sitting on the pad. So we're doing something very creative out there, which will allow me to kind of cook Central Texas style barbecue on the 1,000 gallon offset. And then we're going to have a Moberg direct over the coals smoker as well. So I can smoke things and then finish it off over the coals. So it's gonna be really exciting, and it out there in the country, it gives the flavor profile that all the locals kind of grew up eating, especially being so close to snow. So it's exciting, man.
That's really exciting.
Then I got a bunch of custom picnic tables that are going to be made, and then we're going to have, some cool shade covers. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, I'm going to have music out there for a few hours while the line, hopefully there's some lines. There better be.
There will be.
Anyway.
You have a lot of friends in the barbecue business. Well, I'll promote the heck out of this.
Yeah. Everybody's excited, man.
They are. I've talked to so many people that I've said I'm talking to Brett. They're so excited to just...
I tell you what, you can't do anything in barbecue without good friends now. Mm-hmm. I mean, Steven Rossler and I were in the pouring rain this past weekend trimming trees, just trying to spruce up the property. A lot of landscaping's got to happen on the property in a two-week period, which it will.
Yeah.
I've already got the necessities, the electric, the water, the pad. I got to use the 1,000-gallon smoker this week because I'm cooking 25 briskets for the soft opening and a bunch of other food. But, all that's got to be trucked on a tow truck and brought out there, and then the pit room's got to be enclosed. But, I'm excited.
It sounds really exciting, and it's going to be kind of one of those, to-the-wire moments, but it'll be something that you'll remember forever. And it's gonna
The grand opening is going to be really fun because it's like you went from a soft opening to, a fall music festival street opening. Hey, here we are. Here's some food. Okay, now we're leaving town, and then we're coming back. So,
that soft opening is not going to be at that location. It'll be at the festival itself, right?
Yeah, it'll be downtown Rockdale. So I have another 24-foot trailer, which I had my old logos on last week, and I have all this brand new equipment out sitting outside on my patio. And then I was like, Victor Moberg doing the shipping container because of all the rain, so we're not going to have that out there for the soft opening. So I was going to do both locations, so now we're just doing one trailer, just to, because you got to win over the locals. If I'm not there for that street festival,
That's so important.
Going backwards, because at this point it's been blown up on social media so much that, all the locals are like, "Well, we can't wait to try your barbecue," and I'm like, "You will Saturday." So
somehow, some way.
So at this point, that's happening. And again, man, you can't plan any of this. I'm just trying to have a good attitude every day and make things happen. And again, friends are just, "Hey, what can I do for you? Let me come out. Let me help you. Let me do this," And it's awesome.
That's killer. What is your background? You grew up in Texas, I assume.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me.
That's okay. I can edit. I'll edit.
Yeah, being a Dell product specialist, I always got a damn headset.
I was gonna say you look like a Dell product specialist. No.
Working from home too, so I'm from a small town in West Texas called Brownfield. So if you're familiar with Evie Mays, I always say that wrong.
So do I.
And that's my favorite barbecue joints. I'm sorry, Mallory and Arnis, I say it wrong all the time, so forgive me. They're in Wolfert, Texas. Brownfield is like 26 miles down the highway.
Okay.
Away from Lubbock. So from there, mom lives there. Parents separated at an early age. My dad's here in Round Rock. But the weirdness here is, as a young kid, my parents got separated. My mother is from England. So I spent many, many years as a young kid in England, running around on a bike with a ball between my legs. It was in a holiday town in Devon, England, which is really, really big on the coast as far as tourists in the summertime.
Okay.
So did a lot of fishing. You know, I could go down to the beach and the tide would go out and I could take these big old crabs and mussels and all this. You know, there was lobsters because it's cold water, and take it to my mom and be like, hey, mom, make this, you know. So,
that's great.
It was, I had a really, really fun childhood. You know, there was no, hey, mom, drop me off here. Everywhere we went, or me and my sister, or, you know, we walked or we got on a bike. And so, you know, I would leave in the morning and I wouldn't come home as soon as the sun was up, I was out playing, or, you know, we'd go down to the soccer field and, you know, making the transition from Texas to England was really hard. But, you know, once I was in place and I got comfortable, it was just fun, man. And I wouldn't trade it for anything, because
that's so unique.
Yeah. The experience was just, you know, it was just awesome. It really was.
Wait, quick aside, do you head back there ever, or do you ever travel back to England? Is your mom still there?
So when I turned 21, I did. And I don't remember a lot of it, man, because I went and hung out with a lot of the guys and girls that I got to hang out with in the town, or go to school with in the town. And then I also did some more exploration kind of around where I grew up. And so I spent most of my time in the pubs.
But as you should.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot of fun. I was a really, really good soccer player, and if I was smart, that's what I should have done with my life. But you know, here I am getting ready to open up a barbecue joint in 2 weeks. So,
hey, Miguel was a really good soccer player too. So,
yeah, I love that interview with you guys.
Oh, thank you. I didn't know. I was, that was all news to me. So that was really cool.
Yeah. I'm the whitest loving soccer player probably in Round Rock. I'd rather watch a good soccer match than the dang Dallas Cowgirls. You could probably edit that, but
if you want me to, I can.
Nah, it's all good. Yeah, you got to play soccer to understand it, and the level of competition. I can't explain it. It's just.
And I think if you didn't grow up playing it, it's hard to conceptualize like how much effort goes into it, and how much strategy. It looks like a giant open field with like not a lot of action, when there actually is more action, more things going on.
Absolutely. And I came back here in eighth grade, you know, so when I moved back here, I went right back into transition playing soccer here in high school and middle school, living with my dad. So I didn't grow up, you know, hiking a football and all that stuff. I love watching football, but, you know, it was just straight soccer and then baseball.
You moved back to Round Rock. Is that where you moved?
Yeah.
Because your dad was in Round Rock?
Yeah, my dad was in Round Rock working at Dell. And so, yeah, ironically, that's where I am now. But so finished high school and then did college for a few years. And then tried to play a little soccer, but just couldn't stay really focused on that. And then really where barbecue came into play was,
yeah, I was curious about that.
My friends from Round Rock and one of my best friends, we would, you know, do backyard parties and tailgates. And we're so close to UT and College Station that all my friends on Saturdays, on game days, like, you know, hey, let's go watch a football game over here. Or let's go do this. And he would kind of, starting out, you know, he had the grill and, you know, he kind of, hey, what are we going to make and what are we going to do? And, you know, over time, I just took ownership of that, man. And it became a passion. And then the passion over the years turned into kind of a obsession with
I know that
cook-offs and cooking and you know, it was one of those things that you didn't have to be really good at, and you could have a good time. You could drink beer with friends, you could barbecue, and it's like it's like going to a tailgate or any backyard nowadays. Everybody loves to be around barbecue. Mm-hmm. They love to be around beer, wine, you know. It brings friends together. So, and that's kind of what I want to do with, you know, Brett's Backyard Barbecue.
And I love that you call it that.
That's, well, I mean, if you look at my, I'm looking at my backyard right now, and it's looking at two Mobergs, a big covered area, you know. I got all my barbecue trophies out there, and when friends come over here, they're like, man, this is really cool. You know, I got the fire pit and it lights up, and we can play some tunes at night. And so I want to bring the backyard environment where I learned and became passionate and for something into what I want to do next.
Do you remember when you had like that taste of brisket that was different than what you and your friends were cooking? That was like a wow. Was there a wow moment, or was it just a progression where you just started to become more passionate, more obsessed with barbecue? And you were cooking new competitions, yeah, right?
Yeah. So it's really weird with me because I would never eat at competitions. And, I mean, I started doing competitions like in 2004 was the first one. And then, you know, I'd do like four or five, and then we would do, and this is when there were still a team of us. We did the Austin Rodeo every year, and we would cook for thousands of people that, and I had the Hooter girls would come out. I mean, I have to show you some old pictures, man, but we had fun, and you know, these big bands, I mean, we would have people in the thousands come out, and we were partying, so and it would great. Be like a 3-day deal. And that's really like when the obsession, it was like, you know, you cook, and then you're so tired, and then all these people come, and then you get like this energy, this rush of energy, and you're like, oh my God. And then you're like the next day, all right, we got to do it all over again. So, you know, cooking and for comps and catering, you know, I learned how to do it kind of at an early age. You know, funny story. I'll tell you, the only barbecue background I ever had was I worked at Pokey Joe's for 3 days in junior high.
Okay.
my junior year in high school, it was during the summer. A buddy of mine worked there. He was a meat cutter. This is before any craft barbecue ever existed in Central Texas. Not Central Texas, Round Rock, because you had all the Lockhart, but there was no good barbecue in Round Rock. It was Rudy's. Pokemos and
Bill Miller's, was that one of those out there?
I think there was a Bill Miller's in Austin, but okay. Yeah, I definitely didn't grow up eating. That was more of a San Antonio chain.
That's true.
But so I spent one day in the kitchen, and then I helped them with I think two big caterings that summer at a big church in Austin. And that was the only time anybody had ever taught me anything about barbecue.
So that's your restaurant. That's your restaurant experience.
Other than that, you know, it's just, I don't know, man. I just take charge, I guess. It really became a passion. I loved reading about it. You know, I remember early on, there was no barbecue magazines. And like, I remember Googling barbecue magazines just because if it was there, I wanted a subscription to it. And so, yeah, it just became a sickness. I think every girl I ever dated over that 15 years, you know, they were either at a barbecue cook-off or we were cooking barbecue in my backyard or someone else's backyard. So, I don't know, man.
Could you see yourself dating a vegetarian?
yeah, I won't comment on that one. But yeah,
I might not have been married at one time.
it would absolutely suck for her because I believe that I'm a great cook and I'm better in the kitchen than I am on the smoker. And I'm pretty good on the smoker. Because I love to create dishes, and you know, I'll melt down the beef fat over all day, and I'll take that beef fat and put it into, you know, my beans and my mac and cheese. So even if I dated a vegetarian, I mean, she wouldn't know she was eating beef fat. She'd be like, "Oh, this mac and cheese is awesome." Hey, you know,
what's that? There's something in it that's so wonderful.
Brisket trimmings on that and melted that down. And, you know, now you're not eating butter lard. You're eating beef lard.
Which is just fabulous. So the competition, so when you were doing competitions, was it in the back of your mind that someday I might want to open a restaurant? Or was there a certain moment a couple of years ago that kind of popped in your head that I'd like to, you know, take the leap?
For me, I knew early on, like after I'd kind of made the transition from doing a lot of competitions to getting into the caterings, that that's what I wanted to do in my life. And I love my job at Dell and I love my support system at Dell. And you know, they call it Dell family. It's kind of like the barbecue family. Everybody, you know, my boss and my director, everybody's been a big advocate for me. And, you know, I've been doing a lot of caterings at Dell, and which has helped me progress because I've made a lot, enough money to get to where I'm, what I'm trying to do now. But, I think for me, it was the feeling of sitting back after you set up all the food and you cut the food, and then everyone comes up to you and they're like, oh my gosh, that was awesome. I love this. You know, I love that. That was different. How'd you do that? You know, that's when you get the feeling that, okay, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And I would sit at Dell and I would listen to barbecue podcasts. I would thumb through TexasMonthlyBarbecue.com pages, you know, early on, like before I knew hardly any of these guys, or and Daniel Vaughn was just starting out, and before he had TX BBQ.com. And so,
like his full custom gospel barbecue, you probably checked that out.
And a lot of it in like 2010, 2011. Even before was different forums, and it was mainly just competition and guys chatting back and forth on backyard styles. And hey, what are you cooking on your Weber this weekend? Well, I'm going to do this, and you know, so
yeah, people don't realize there's things like the Barbecue Brethren and things that are just people going crazy talking about that, all day long.
Right, and so I would, you know, be talking to customers, doing this for 15 minutes, talk to customers for 5 minutes, and then spend an hour on a forum. And then you get so in-depth on reading something, you're just like, oh, I didn't get hardly any work done today. So, but, yeah, I think some of the people at Dell, hey, Brett, you're definitely a better cook and better at barbecue than you are at selling stuff. So
so is this going to be a complete transition? Like, are you going to put Dell on hold for a bit, or just do it a lot less, like more part-time? Or
no, so I got so everyone at Dell knows I'm leaving, and I just told my director pretty much, hey, October, you know, we have that relationship where we don't have, where I didn't have to be like, hey, you know, this is kind of what I'm going to do. And as a professional, I will formally give my 2 weeks next week. Gotcha. But you know, I told my boss's boss, which buys a lot of barbecue from me over the last few years, hey, you know, mid October. So,
that's coming up.
So get through the soft opening, and then, I got some vacation, a week's worth of vacation, some other days. So I'll spend that, you know, the week leading up to the grand opening. So
you're going to probably be traveling a little less for barbecue.
Yeah. My traveling days are done. I'll be helping Flores barbecue at Texas Monthly. Just help them guys that smoked in Dallas. And then I got to bring my 500-gallon Moberg Road Pit to down to the festival, so Tejas Barbecue Chocolate and Barbecue can use it. I'll be down there for the festival, and you know, that's the week after my grand opening, so a lot of guys will be in town, so hopefully I'll be busy that Friday and Saturday leading up to the Sunday of the festival. So
and then you'll be open, and then to bring it down to, it's a November 7th, is that, or 8th or something? Is that
November 4th? The first. Okay. Yeah, the first Sunday of November. So, I will be open for sure on everything the 23rd of October and at my permanent location in Rockdale. And then on the 28th, which is the last Sunday in October, and it's an important date because it's the weekend before deer season in Texas. There's no college football games on. Will be the actual grand opening. And next week, as soon as I get through the south opening, I'm going to release all the information. And I got Brady Clark working on a flyer. His Instagram handle is Brisket Country. But he's the one that designed my new backyard barbecue logo. So Mr. Tyler Harp is going to come in town, and we're going to do a whole hog. And I got a few bands lined up for the property on the grand opening. I wrote Miss Tootsie a letter over at Snow's, and I said, "Hey, I know you're gonna be tired, but would you be willing to come out and support me at the grand opening?" And so me and Tootsie have a great relationship, and I love going out there, and it would mean the world.
I've seen a bunch of photos of you guys together.
Yeah, it'd mean the world to me. For her to come out to the grand opening and show her support and everything she's done in barbecue. And so I think, you know, God willing, it doesn't rain that day. You know, the grand opening should be a boom and a bang. So
and that should be October 28th.
Yeah, it will be October 28th.
Excellent.
Yeah, it'll be the last Sunday. It'll be the last Sunday in October. And 1 week from the Texas Monthly Barbecue Fest. So
I'm going to try to get out there. I was planning on going out there at the end of October, so I'll try to plan it around that. I would love to be there for that. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, then that means you'd have to come back the following week for the Texas Monthly Fest.
Maybe I can stay a week. Maybe I can figure a way to stay 8 days in Texas. I don't know.
So that's what Tyler Harp's doing. He's been doing all these. I think he's doing the Knob Creek, and he's doing a whiskey, sponsored by a whiskey up there, and doing a lot of whole hogging stuff. And he's like, "Hey, you know, let's plan this." And so, and, you know, being on a Sunday, a lot of the commercial barbecue world guys aren't open on Sundays, which I will be. So, you know, give them the opportunity to come out and support and hang out and really, you know, have the barbecue community and drink some cold beer, listen to some good music. And I know no one wants to come out and eat my food, so
yeah so there's just a beer in the
roommate, come out and drink some beer with me
and take some photos and pretend like you were there. Like you pretend like you ate the food. So do you have a menu set up already in your mind?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I've been like a mad scientist about the menu. My girlfriend's like, "You're crazy," because I'm going all in. With the new addition that Sonny's making me on the direct over the Coles box, I'm going to have a pretty broad menu. And then as soon as I get into swings, I'm going to have some pretty cool daily features, specials. It's going to be pretty much every protein. I'll have two different ribs. I have baby backs that'll be cooked over coals. I'll have pork spare ribs that'll be, smoked traditionally.
Okay.
I'm going to have eight sides.
Eight sides. Wow. That's ambitious.
Yeah. Well, and a few of them will be like a Friday special only, a Saturday special only, and then a Sunday. So I'll have six sides on the menu permanently that I want to do. And like Sundays, I'm thinking, all right, well, everyone in Central Texas does a beef rib on a Friday or a Saturday. Well, I'm going to be open on Sunday, so I'm going to do a beef rib on a Sunday.
Nice.
And then do the collard greens, you know, try to get the church crowd. And so I've been, like I said, kind of a scientist about how I'm going to market myself to the city of Rockdale and then also to the barbecue trail, you know, on Saturday, Sundays. You can go to Snow's Barbecue and get a pretty broad menu on a Saturday and get a fantastic pork steak. Well, I was like, well, I don't want to do anything like a pork, anything that they're doing. But what if I did like a bone-in pork chop and I did the whole chop and I cooked that over coals, you know, and I make like an apple chutney to go with it.
Yes.
And so that'll kind of be my Saturday special with, you know, and then have everything else market style. And then being on Fridays, you know, I'll do like the loaded spud for the locals. And on Thursdays, I'll do probably a baby back rib plate. That will just be like a Thursday special. But, you know, I want to get into, you know, smoked meatloaf and doing that over the coals.
Nice.
Coming from the competition world, you know, I kind of learned the best of both worlds, cooking on an offset and then grilling things at a high heat before you put in a turn-in box. And kind of what I figured out over the years is if you can put both of those together, you get a flavor profile that you really can't get from just one or the other. And you know, the cooking technique is a lot harder and it's more demanding. And I think it's going to be really demanding on me, especially with all the sides and everything I'm doing. But, you know, hey, if you're going to jump ship and it's sink or swim.
You want to do it the way you want to do it, too. This is what your vision is, so why not go for it?
I want to jump from a tall ship, and, you know, I want to...
To a speedboat.
Yeah. But I don't... Yeah. I mean, I know how to cook, and I know how to smoke with some barbecue, and you know, I just want to show people, like, hey, you know, come out to Brett's backyard and check it out.
So it's going to be Wednesday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday?
It's going to be Thursday through Sunday, okay, which officially will be the last month of October.
Okay.
And then that Sunday will be the grand opening. And then in the spring, I'll launch Wednesday through Sundays. And then on Sunday mornings, my plan is to do like Valentina style barbecue tacos. Obviously it'll have my own spin on it, but I'm thinking small town, a lot of stuff out in Rockdale on Sundays is closed. So what if I could offer, you know, some pulled pork, brisket tacos, some carnitas, barbacoa, you know, I may get into, I don't know, but give people the option in a small town to come out, eat breakfast or barbecue for breakfast and or barbecue for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And also try to, you know, get some of the people out of Austin and College Station and Temple, Waco to come out and do a barbecue run on the barbecue.
And go to Taylor and go, yeah, that's perfect. They could hit you and then,
Well,
depends on what direction they're going, I guess.
All the barbecue joints on Sundays in Taylor are closed, so.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So,
you're the option.
And me being friends with everyone in the commercial barbecue world, I know a lot of places, like 2M, he's open on Sundays. Valentina is open on Sundays. But, like, a lot, Truth, one of the most awesome barbecue joints on Sunday. So, if you want good barbecue on a Sunday, usually you gotta kind of travel for
it. Kind of navigate the landscape of Texas. Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at, and that's what I'm thinking.
Well, that's super super exciting. That's just, so what is this week just more just planning, making sure that everything is kind of in place? Is like how what's your mindset right now? How are you feeling?
Man, it's been all over the place. So last week I got my wisdom teeth out, and I've been needing to get my wisdom teeth out for a while because I've been having these migraines for like 3 months straight. Oh, and I was at the, I went to the dentist 2 weeks ago and I said, hey, I'm in some serious pain. What's going on? And so she's like, oh, you need to get your wisdom teeth out. They're like really impacted. And I'm like, okay. So, you know, they refer you to an oral surgeon, and I go in and I sit down, and this guy comes out, and he's an old, grumpy, gray-haired dude. You know, you can tell he makes a lot of money, and he just like, hey, I want you to watch this video about wisdom teeth and this and that. And so I'm like, hey, guy, you don't have to sell me on it. Just tell me when you can do it. And so he was like, okay. So he's like, well, it's going to put you out of commission for a week. And at first it didn't, but it started to. And so did the surgery last Tuesday. And I pretty much told the secretary in his office, like, I'm opening a barbecue joint. We have to do that. Can we do this today? You know? And so I had that attitude on it. And come to find out, we got it last week. Everything was fine. And then all weekend, I was working on the property, getting everything ready. And then both of them became infected with dry socket. And so I'm like, yesterday morning, I call her and I'm like, hey, I'm in so much pain. I'm coming to see you. I need you to fix it. So then yesterday morning, they plugged them back up. And I was like, well, what about my pain pills? Like, you guys haven't gave me anything for pain or anything. So by mid-afternoon, both of those had fallen out. So now I'm just, you know, I'm just trying to fight the pain and get over all that with what everything else that's going on. You know, I got deliveries coming from Restaurant Supplies every day. On Sunday, I spent half the afternoon at Restaurant Depot getting all my dry goods. Because mm-hmm. I got to stock one trailer for the soft opening. And then also I got to stock the new Moberg shipping container that's coming as well.
Do you think that'll be next week when it comes up?
Yeah, we're looking at the end of next week.
But that's going to look cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, and I've got some creative ideas for like a menu board and, you know, capturing people as they drive by with that thing. So, yes, you're going to have to stay tuned on that part. But yeah, man, it's just, you can't, I'll tell anybody, you cannot plan this stuff because you just have to wake up and just, in reality, man, you just have to make shit happen.
Yeah.
And,
there's no other way to get it done. If you overthink it, you'll just stay in a hole and never get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just like, I force myself out of a comfort zone on everything I've done. And financially it's kicking my ass because, you know, it's like the city of Rockdale called me yesterday. Hey Brett. Hey, good morning. Your electric pole passed inspection. Okay, well, I'm just going to need another $150 to have Encore connect it and, you know, this or that. And so
it adds up. It totally adds up.
Yeah.
But so, it's going to be worthwhile. And is that a dog I keep seeing walking by?
Yeah.
Does your dog have a oh, there's somebody else too. Is there does your dog have a, is that your dog? Does it have a Texas barbecue name?
No, it's Levi and Rowdy.
They're sort of
yeah.
Levi kind of sounds like a Texan name, kind of. I guess Levi Strauss isn't from Texas, I don't think.
Right. Yeah.
This is just, I am super, super excited. Is there anything, dessert wise, is there something are you going to be having any desserts at all at the beginning?
So just for the soft opening this weekend, we're going to do, some, homemade banana pudding, but I want to get into cobblers on the menu. I may say, like, I guess really just depends really what kind of mood I'm in, but I may say, hey, you know, this week's dessert option is going to be banana pudding and blackberry cobbler. You know, the next week, if I'm at the store, you know, I'll say I get stuff for, you know, apple cobbler or. Yeah. I would like to do like, I really love oatmeal pies.
Hmm. I don't think I've ever had one.
Yeah. You know, Little Debbie oatmeal pies.
Oh, okay. What am I, I'm just thinking of like a, okay, never mind.
But like when I, one of the things illegal. One of my favorite barbecue joints is Micklewaite's and I love what Tom has done with his dessert menu. And it's very creative on that aspect. And so I'm I would love to do like a homemade oatmeal pie. I know a lot of people don't like it, but you know, I play with it. And it's, again, man, it's one of them things you cannot plan, or you just kind of just, hey, let's just do it. If it sells, it sells. If it don't.
But you're going to have dessert, which is a nice option. A lot of places I'll go to and I'll ask if they have dessert. Well, not yet. We haven't, not even something we're thinking about, but that's also California.
you got to give somebody, even if it's a double chocolate chip cookie or, you know, something to, you know, for the ride home.
Yeah.
You know?
And also it cuts that savoriness of the barbecue. It's a nice,
yeah,
I think it kind of, it's a nice balance.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, Brett, thank you so much. And I'm going to try to edit this tonight and tomorrow. I want to get this out tomorrow night at the very latest, because I want to, you know, kind of promote your soft opening and then continue to promote it as it goes forward. I'll at least get the podcast version up tomorrow night, and then the YouTube version by the end of the week. So that way we can kind of play with it.
Awesome.
I'm super excited. I'm going to do my best to come out for the grand opening. I'm just stoked. I'm super excited. And I've always wanted to talk to you, and I've just seen your progression, and I've seen how much love you have for the barbecue world. It just seems like people love you, you love them. It kind of, you get what you give out, kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I think love's an understatement. I'm obsessed with it, man. It's weird, you know?
Yeah. So am I.
I can't explain it. It's like, I'm that guy that my girlfriend's like, hey, we're going to go to this. They're going to be barbecuing at this backyard. Do not say anything about their barbecue. I'm not going to.
You probably also plan out things so that you can get a chance to scoot into some barbecue place or.
Right.
That's awesome. Well, you've named a number. I was going to ask you about like your favorite spots, but you've kind of dotted this interview with different places that you love. Is there any other place that maybe not, might not be on people's radar that they should definitely visit that you could think of?
All I would say is I'm going to give you a different answer on that. There's so much good barbecue in Central Texas and Texas is, you know, find something off a back road.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Go support a small family outside in the hill country. You know, I love, there's no bad barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
There, I mean, there is, right? But it's kind of a thing that we'd get in the car and we'd nudge each other and be like, yeah, we're not going back there. But really, there is no bad barbecue. You're going to find something good. People are so friendly in these small towns, and I love just getting in the truck. You know, my friends love going on barbecue road trips, because I'm like, hey, what do you want to drink? All right. Hey, you want another beer? You know,
yeah, you know, sure.
I love it, man. It's fun. And I love the barbecue family and the networking, but go support small barbecue somewhere. You know, I mean, even
that's a great advice. That's wonderful.
Even like 2M, as big as those guys are, and the millions and millions of views they had, you know, those guys are still small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's they got less than 5 people on their staff. You know, so truth, you know, that's still small. But there's so many places out there that aren't in a magazine or aren't on a list, and you know, they deserve
giving them a shot.
For you to go out there and, you know, shake hands and enjoy a beer or, you know, iced tea and a 2-meat plate, whatever it is, man.
And that's what it's about too, is meeting the people, meeting the owners, if you get a chance, and seeing that the small town or the tiny, tiny town that it's in, that the experience is just as important, I think. And it's
right.
Yeah, definitely. Well, cool. Well, Brett, I hope your teeth situation, your mouth situation improves.
Oh, yeah. I just kind of stomached the pain. So
probably it's like a pain that you've had
My head is past the pain. So
But it's sad that you can live with the pain. That's not fun at all. That's all. Well, hopefully it'll
be worth it on Saturday.
For sure.
So I'm excited for the soft opening.
I'm excited for you too. Well, excellent. Well, that's killer. No, that's and seeing all the people. That there's no way the pain will be higher than the excitement, right, of being there and enjoyment.
Well, cool, man. I really appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And
thank you so much. I appreciate
it. Can't wait to meet you in person and catch up and drink cold beer with you.
I so look forward to that. Enjoy your week, and good luck with everything. Good luck on Saturday.
All right. Thanks, man.
I take it easy, bro.